Somebody who buys the right to an unborn blood of the para of a gun. He doesn't buy the cow itself. Instead, he buys only the right to the blood when it's born. And that blood is a bechor. Even so, it's pata from bechor. And since the guy owns the aim, the Yisrael only owns the blood, he's not chayav to give the bechor to the kohen. Baham meichalo. Afo pishein a rasha. And Yisrael that sells a para to a guy and keeps the right to the unborn blood for himself. And that unborn blood of the bechor, even so, it's pata from bechor, since the guy owns the para. And the Mishnah tells us that he sells the para to the guy, even though he's not allowed to, as you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa, a large behema, to a guy. And the Chachamim were afraid that if we allow you to sell a behema gasa to a guy, you might also lend or rent a behema gasa to a guy. And that's also min haTorah, as the guy will do malacha with that behema gasa on Shabbos, and the behema that's in your ownership cannot do malacha on Shabbos. And since you're only lending it or renting it to the guy, it's still on your rishus, so therefore it cannot do malacha on Shabbos. So therefore the Chacham said that you can't even sell a behemah gasa to a guy, as maybe you'll come also to rent or lend a behemah gasa to a guy. Hamishtatif lo. And in a case where the guy has a chelek in your para, he has a shutif in your para, he owns, for example, the yacht or the rego or the para. In such a case, when it gives birth to a bechor, it would not have kedushas bechor, since the guy is a shutif in the para. And he's wrong that receives paros from a god, that he would take care of the paros and they would split in the blood of it. When it has a vlai, which is a bechor, be pater, may bechor. So too he's wrong that owns paros. And he gives a paros to a guy, that the guy would take care of it and they would split the blood of it. When it has a bechor, it would be pater, mina bechor. This we learn from the pasuk, as the pasuk says, be Yisrael, avalo b'achirim. Only when the para and the blood is owned entirely by Yisrael does it have kedushas bechor, but not when it's partly owned by others, meaning that it's partly owned by a guy. A kohen or a lady that has a para or any other kosher animal and it gives birth to a bechor, that bechor would have kedushas. Even though the kohen would not have to give that bechor to a different kohen, he can keep it for himself, but it would have kedushas, would be brought as a korban. L'niftru mi bechor behemater. Kohanim and Levim are not pater from the bechor of a behemah Torah, a kosher animal. V'lo niftru elu mipidin haben u'mipetah hamor. The only thing Kohanim and Levim are pater from is from pidin haben. A kohen or a lady that has a bechor would not have to be pater of that bechor by giving chameshlam to a kohen. And so too, they're pater from petah hamor. If they own a hamor and it gives birth to a bechor, they would not have to be pater of that bechor. It would not have kedushas bechor. Anytime somebody's magdish an animal, that the animal had a permanent defect even before he was magdish it, it was a mum kavua that rendered it unfit to be used as a korban. And afterwards he redeemed the animal, he gave the value to hegdish. Chayavim bibachora uvamatanam. If after he redeemed the animal, it gave birth to a vlad, even though it was pregnant with this vlad, even before it was redeemed, it's chayav a bechor. That vlad, if it was a bechor, would have kedusha, even though originally it was hegdish. And an animal that's hegdish that gives birth to a vlad, that vlad does not have kedusha bechor. But in this case, since it gave birth after it was redeemed, even though it was pregnant before it was redeemed, if that vlad of the bechor, it would have kedusha bechor. And so too, if you shot that animal, you're chayav b'matanos, you'd have to give the zroah l'chaim and keva to the kohen. So too, after you redeem it, it's considered completely chulen, totally non-hegdish, that you can share it and do avoda with this animal. Even though had it not had a mum kavur before your magdish it, even after you redeem it, it's aser begiza uva avoda. But in this case, since it had a mum kavur, a permanent defect, even before your magdish it, after you redeem it, it's completely chulen, that you're allowed to share it and use the wool, and you can do avoda with the animal. And so too, after you redeem the animal, you can benefit from the blood of and the chol. Even though had you been magdish the animal before it had a mum kavu, and then it got a mum kavu and you redeemed it, you were not allowed to benefit from the blood and the chol. But in this case, since it had a permanent defect even before you were magdish it, once you redeem it, you can benefit from the blood of and the chol. Somebody who is magdish an animal that had a mum kavur before the hegdish, and before he redeemed it, he shechted it outside the Beit HaMikdash, he is pater. And since the animal is not right to be used as a korban, even if it had only a slight mum like dukin shabai and a slight defect in the eye, even so, even b'di'evit, it cannot be used as a korban, so therefore if you shaft it outside the base, amidish, you are pater. As only if you shaft an animal that's fit to be used as a korban, are you chayv if you shaft it outside the base amidish, but in this case, since it is totally unfit to be used as a korban, if you shaft it outside the base amidish, you're not chayv karis. Vein oisim tmur. And if you're magdish an animal that had a mum kavur before you're magdish, and you went ahead and took another animal and you said zu tmura zu, that the other animal should have kedusha like the first animal, the second animal would not have kedusha, then mesu yipadu. If you're a magdish an animal that had a mum kavur before hegdish, and it died before you can be poted, before you had a chance to redeem it, you can redeem it even after its death, even though after you redeem the animal, the only thing that could be done with the animal is to feed it to the dog. Since it died without shechita, even so you can redeem it. Even though we have a client, potin is a kachin la'achilin l'klavim. You can't redeem kachin if the only thing you'd be able to do with the animal after the redemption is to feed it to the dog. But that halacha is not applicable over here, since it had a mum kavua before your magdish. Chut min ha-bechor u'min ha-maisa. With the exception of a bechor and maisa behema, the halacha that we stated in this mishnah do not apply to a bechor and maisa behema. By a bechor and maisa behema, even if it had a mum kavua before it became kadosh, it would still be considered hegdish gomer, completely hegdish.